all media men, all protocols duly observed. I thank you all for honoring our invitation. Though it was a short notice, but you've made this program a success. We are here this evening to let people know the unfair and inhuman treatment of party faithfuls at Menchiamo constituency by the Ashanti Regional Chairman of the New Patriotic Party, Mr. Bernard Ejibwesiako, Chairman Wuntumi. It is with deep regret that we issue this press statement, as it is uncommon and unusual for us, faithful servants and loyal supporters of the New Patriotic Party at the Menchia North constituency, to come public on issues relating to the treatment of party members by leaders of our great party. However, we cannot remain silent on the unfortunate and inhuman treatment meted out on some known and devoted members of the party by the regional chairman of the party, Mr. Bernard Ejibwesiako, Chairman Wuntumi, on Monday, 29th February 2016 at the regional office of the party. It will be recalled that following the conduct of internal party elections at the Menchiamo North constituency in the Ashanti region of the Republic of Ghana in accordance with the constitution of the party and the guidelines issued on the said elections, certain unfounded issues were raised by some individuals who had no chance of success at the said elections. The said frivolous and baseless allegations were used by the said individuals over a period of time to disrupt the activities of the party at the constituency. The party, in an attempt to find a lasting solution to the impasse, set up a committee led by its campaign manager, Mr. Peter McMenu, which committee met the various factions and came out with a decision to rerun elections at some selected polling stations within the constituency. Pursuant to the said decision, another committee was constituted to conduct the rerun as directed by the Peter McMenu committee. The committee charged with the responsibility to conduct the rerun gave a roadmap which was made available to all interested parties on Monday, 29th February, as the agreed date for the rerun of elections at the affected polling stations. The committee put the necessary measures in place, and all interested and qualified persons who were ready to contest for positions assembled at their respective polling station for the exercise. However, the regional chairman of the party, Mr. Bernard Ejibwesiako, Chairman Wuntumi, without notice to any of the interested parties, and just at the time the elections were about to take place, shockingly announced the postponement of the elections to Thursday, 3rd March 2016. This decision of the regional chairman came as great surprise to us. Some members of the party then decided to find out from the chairman the basis of his decision. This harmless decision to consult the regional chairman was surprisingly met with a brutal attack by metro men hired by the regional chairman on these innocent party faithfuls who are only seeking office to work for the party. This vicious attack on the members without any provocation led to serious injuries to some of the members who were hospitalized and treated. The attitude of the regional chairman gives grounds for suspicion of his hidden personal interest in the elections, which he would do anything to realize. Indeed, the regional chairman openly declared his decision to hire metro men to bully and intimidate us during the conduct of the elections. The aforementioned behavior of the regional
chairman does not speak well of him, and the party and requires swift intervention of the executives of the party at the national level. The regional chairman must also allow the committee to require the required independence and desist from usurping their functions and mandates. We are, however, determined as people to stand by the truth and ensure that no individual is allowed to manipulate the affairs of the party to satisfy his selfish interest. We are determined to resist any such unlawful acts and would not allow anybody to take us for granted. It is peace and unity that would enable us secure political power during the 2016 general elections. We are committed to peace and unity and would accordingly not countenance any behavior that has the effect of undermining peace and unity in the party at the Menchia North constituency. We are also, by this serving notice on the regional chairman and all like-minded persons, not to interfere in the work of the committee. We shall not accept any such unilateral decisions to alter the roadmap put in place by the committee. Long live New Patriotic Party, long live all party faithfuls, long live Mother Ghana. Thank you.